Good afternoon. Two senior figures in the sacked Catalan separatist government must stay in jail, but six others can go free, a judge has ruled. The six set to leave jail must post bail of €100,000 each. Two top activists must also remain in jail. The eight politicians were remanded in custody last month. Former Catalan president Carles Puigdemont fled to Belgium. Spain feared the others could flee too. The judge in Madrid ruled that Mr. Puigdemont's deputy Oriol Junqueras and the Catalan ex-interior minister Joaquim Forn must stay in jail, along with grassroots separatist leaders Jordi Sanchez and Jordi Cuixart. The eight politicians are accused of rebellion and sedition over the region's illegal declaration of independence. Interpol is examining tens of thousands of wanted person notices submitted by member countries to determine if they are politically motivated, according to a confidential memo obtained on Friday by the Associated Press. Several recent cases, including the detention of a Turkish-German writer in Spain and Turkey's behest, have raised concerns about possible misuse of so-called red notices that the International Police Agency distributes on behalf of its members for the arrest of fugitives. The confidential memo, compiled by European security officials, detailed the November the 20th meeting between European Union diplomats and Interpol's representatives, who said they were examining up to 40,000 red notices. The memo quotes representatives from the law enforcement agency based in France, saying the review would take some time and welcome support from member states. The eldest brother of football superstar Lionel Messi has been arrested for the illegal possession of a firearm after a gun was found on his blood-spattered speedboat. Matthias Messi was detained in a hospital in northern Argentina, where he's recovering from a fractured jaw and other injuries sustained from what he claimed was a boating accident. Matthias said he fractured his jaw and nose after hitting a sandbank whilst driving his speedboat on the Panama River. But police investigating the incident found an unregistered pistol on the boat, which had numerous blood stains, according to the prosecutor. Argentinian news outlets published pictures of the boat, which was left at a fishing club close to Matthias's home. Local reports said he could face a prison sentence of up to 6 months if convicted. And a woman from Murcia has suffered a number of violent threats at the hands of an opportunist car park attendant. Many people have had similar experiences. They're shown into a space by somebody who then expects to be paid for their help. But they aren't officials and only do what they do as a form of begging. However, this one woman has had a nasty experience which she shared on social media. She said she was threatened by a man who tried to force her out of a car. She called police and the man fled. Officers said there's nothing they could do as no law was being broken. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.